This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Sunrise, Florida. Because what says hockey better than Sunrise, Florida?
Is that a... Where is Sunrise?
It's a suburb of Miami. Be like if you... Instead of the Portland Trailblazers, you would have like the Tulleton Trailblazers.
That would be pretty random if they threw the Florida Panthers up in the panhandle. It's like, what are you doing?
Well, it's like it makes any sense in Miami either. Miami might have the worst fans in the country. And then you throw hockey in there. I mean, they don't support anything. They don't support baseball. They don't support the NBA. They kind of support football a little bit. And then you throw hockey in there. I don't like that that's the best team in the league.
Look, for those who have never been to Miami, I've only been once.
Yeah. It's all you need.
And it really is, at least for me and my sensibilities. But all I took away from it is, my God, it's like another country down here.
It is. Well, It's
not really even the United States.
No, it's its own little entity. Like I've always said, the two cities to me in the United States that when you step off a plane or you drive into them, then immediately you're like, I'm in a different part of the world. New Orleans has that feel and Miami has that feel. They're just different. And Miami also the only place that you will see people driving $100,000 cars and parking them in front of $20,000 homes. it's very... But it's culturally, it's a very interesting city and there's amazing food and there's great nightlife. You just have to be into it's a young person's, it's just too much for me, but it's worth driving through on your way to Key West, which is a little more my speed.
You have to be into bright colors.
Yes. Yes.
And fake up tops.
Well, it's got a Latin, it has a Latin flair that you will not find anywhere else.
Yeah. It's cool.
Yeah.
But it's wild.
It's a lot.
It's different.
Yes.
Very different. Coming up, we talk golf. But first, I was looking at Oklahoma City v. Indiana, and the game one of that is tomorrow. And I was wondering if this is actually the smallest market championship we could possibly get between these two teams. And it is not.
No.
Not in the NBA, no. And so then
Oklahoma City has to be the smallest market, though, right?
Actually, it is not.
No?
No, not by the metric that I looked at. So then that led me down a rabbit hole of what would be the smallest market championship matchup in any of the four major U.S. pro sports, and I have that here for you now here on the fan.
Well, now I'm intrigued by what's smaller.
So in the NBA...
Is Memphis smaller, maybe?
It would be Memphis v. Milwaukee. That would be your... smallest market championship you could get.
Milwaukee's smaller than Oklahoma City, huh?
Well, no. Milwaukee's in the East. Now, remember, it has to be West versus East. So Memphis is smaller than Oklahoma City, and Milwaukee is smaller than Indianapolis. As a matter of fact, Indianapolis is not as small as you think.
No, I mean, they had the combine there, Indy 500. I've been to Indianapolis a couple times.
I think it's about the size of Portland, isn't it?
Well, Take a look and see what size Indianapolis is.
So in the NBA, it would be the Bucks v. Grizzlies.
Okay.
In baseball, it would be my Royals.
Really?
V. the Brewers. Because there we go with Milwaukee.
Yeah, Milwaukee again.
In hockey, it would be Buffalo, the Sabres, against Winnipeg. Winnipeg's tiny.
Winnipeg, I'm guessing, is the smallest of any.
No, well, no, it's not.
Really?
We talked about this when Winnipeg was in the playoffs just the last couple weeks ago. We talked about this.
And we said
there is one market
that's smaller. Oh, it's Green Bay.
That's right.
Duh.
So in the NFL, the smallest market championship possible, smallest market Super Bowl we could get would be Green Bay v. Buffalo.
Hmm. Indianapolis, by the way, not as small as you think. That's the 16th largest U.S. city.
Bigger than Portland, then.
Yeah, it's bigger than Portland. And again, this is always weird because we're talking city versus metropolitan area, but this is just for the city.
Well, like, I just want, I don't like that. I want metro area.
You want metro area?
Yeah, because it's not all about, most people don't live in
I know,
city.
Right? It's always weird when you see that and you're like, well.
Well, I just went by market size.
Because isn't San Diego, or the weird one about that is like San Antonio. Like no one lives in San Antonio, or is it? Opposite. Everyone lives in the city, but there's no metro area.
Yeah, I don't know. I've never been to San Antonio. I don't know that.
They have a weird one where it's, I don't remember, like, their market size gets screwed up, and I don't remember if it's bigger or smaller because either everyone lives in the city, and so it seems like a big city, but there's no, when you add in the metro size, it gets dwarfed, or it might be the other way around. I forget.
But if you go metro, the 2024 estimate for New York City is 20 million people. Isn't that wild?
Yikes. Wow.
And that includes, they're saying that includes Newark.
Yeah.
But,
which again, is
that's a whole other state.
It's a whole other state, but
it's a metro area.
Yeah. I think Vancouver technically gets lumped into the Portland metro
it's
area.
It's like Portland proper that includes Vancouver.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, LA, 13 million, Chicago, 9.5 million, DF Dub, 8.3 million, Houston, 8 million. Those are your top five. That's metro areas.
Yeah, I'm looking to see where. So if you do metro area, Indy is certainly down further than where they're at in the city. Okay, so they're 16th if you go with just the city, but metro area, they're 33rd. They're behind us.
Yeah, Portland's 26th.
Yeah.
If you so this includes Vancouver, Hillsboro, but 2.5 million.
Yeah, and they are at, where they go? 2.1.
Those ninnies.
And that includes, it's Greenwood, Carmel, all that. So
the smallest market, obviously, in U.S. pro sports is Green Bay, and that's by a lot.
Yes.
I mean, it's like 200-some.
Yeah, there's
people.
Nothing. I mean, that's a, well, and it's owned by the people. That is the most unique thing in any professional sport.
They're saying that New Orleans is only 966,000.
Yeah, that's not big.
Metro.
Yeah.
And
well, in New Orleans is funky too because you know you get outside of the city, it is a really really poor. I mean, there's some rough places in New Orleans. It's a very unique place.
Yeah. So technically, according to this, it just depends on what metric you look at. Yeah. According to this, New Orleans outside of Green Bay, New Orleans would be the smallest market that has pro sports.
Yeah.
In the United States.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is I'll be interested to see if this plays well on the from a TV standpoint, because these are two teams that should be easy to root for. They're built, quote, the right way. There's an MVP in there. This is everything that supposedly the people want. Well, we're tired of LA. We're tired of Boston. You don't like the Knicks. This should be something that you can get behind. Now we'll see. All you have to do is tune in. But
well,
something tells me the numbers are going to be a little lower.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, if it's a really, really good series,
I hope so.
I think they're going to get a number. But if it's not,
and then we're going to have to sit there and listen to people from ESPN bitch and moan about how these stars need to get out. And it's,
I have a solution to that.
Don't listen.
That's right.
There you go.
Why do we have to sit and listen to stuff that we don't like?
I was on the treadmill today, and I didn't. There was no sound on at the gym, but the TV was on, and their segment was Stephen A. Smith scowling at Mad Dog Russo, and the headline was Mad Dog is mad about ?
And
what I could
headline.
And what I could tell was Chris Russo yelling, and then Stephen A on this split screen just was giving him the frowning of a lifetime. And I was like, oh my God, people watch this hunk of crap.
All right, coming up next, the golf course solving pace of play on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It really does span most of the sports, at least team, well, team or individual sports, in recent years has been pace.
Sure.
You know, we're always trying to speed up
everything.
Football games.
Well, and baseball obviously
baseball
implemented rules.
Went through this.
Yeah. The big one right now in the NBA is the last handful of minutes in a game were brutal.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, exactly. Every sport. This is a big thing for us,
yes.
Because we just cannot. We're so fast twitch now, we just can't wait for anything.
No.
We can't sit through it. It's like let's go, get to it.
College football, you know, did the no stopping the clock now on first downs and out of bounds for the you know until the end of halves and games.
But then they still added breaks too.
Yeah,
this is a real problem in golf on tour.
Sure,
it's too slow. They're it's a really big debate with the PGA Tour of like, how do we get these guys? Because they're playing for a lot of money.
Yep.
But, you know, there's all kinds of ideas floating out there about how to get them to move along fast. Most of them.
Yeah.
Some of guys are really play fast.
Sure.
But, so this is also true in our recreational lives.
Oh. Well, there's a lot of times luckily my schedule allows this, but I won't play golf on the weekends.
It depends on where you play.
I mean,
I would say this: I got to tell you, I think as a avid golfer, mm-hmm. I think we've gotten a lot better about pace of play, generally speaking, at courses around town. I think Langdon does a great job with pace of play, and I know for a fact that country clubs don't mess around.
Yeah, country clubs don't mess around. But again, you got to have a bunch of money. Like I'll play at my buddy's country club, Royal Oaks, and they,
yeah,
it. You play some speed golf.
I remember going to, we went and played in Palm Springs at Mission Hills several years.
Yeah.
And because we had friends that had a house in there. Great tracks, three of them. Yeah. Dude, and it's all old people.
Yeah, you got to go.
They would be like you'd be playing fast, yep. And these olds, they don't even want to play golf. All they're doing is trying to get to lunch. It's like speed golf, yeah. And they stand there in the middle of the fairway in their little tricked out carts, and they got their hands on their hips. You better move your ass.
But like, and I know it's gotten better, but I'm sorry. Like I'll play out at Rose City. I'll play out at Heron Lakes. Sometimes I'll play out at like Camas Meadows. And if you go play on a weekend where it's jammed packed, dude, get ready for a 5+ hour round. And I'm not, I won't do it.
That's no good.
I'm out.
We play in the morning. Every once in a while, we'll play first tee time out. Like this last Sunday, I played, we teed off at 6. We were done by 9.
Yeah. See, that's the best part is if you can get out fast, but if you get stuck in a slog on a busy weekend when it's nice, thanks, but no thanks. I got no time for that.
So it's an issue all around in all of life, really.
Yes.
In sports. There is a golf course. So we just had the U.S. Women's Open up at Erin Hills, which is in Wisconsin. I don't know if you've heard of Wisconsin.
There's a lot of good golf up in Wisconsin.
Yeah, Erin Hills is part of that.
Yeah.
And they hosted the U.S. Women's Open. But anyway, they were in the news recently because they have been one of the pioneer courses at solving pace of play for amateurs.
Okay.
And what they have done is they figured out that getting amateurs to play faster is not going to happen.
Okay.
Because it's a fine line. But guys pay a lot of money to play courses like Erin Hills.
Sure.
And it is a fair argument to say, look, I paid $250 to play here.
Take my time.
It's not that I'm going to take my time. I'm going to do my best, but I'm looking for golf balls. Yeah. I'm not that great of a golf. I'm doing my best.
I'm going to read my putts and all that.
And it's like, you can't piss everyone off in just to get everyone to play faster. So they basically said, it's not about getting guys to play faster. We want them to enjoy their time. We don't want to rush them. What we want them to do is play shorter. So they want you to play appropriate tees. Now,
amen to that.
Now, here's the thing. Most guys, many, walk up to the tee without really knowing what tees they're going to play. And you have different skill levels in a group.
And then the penis measuring contest begins, and you get some dude that insists on playing the tips, and then no one wants to be the one to say, let's play the whites, or God forbid you play the reds.
But people usually willy-nilly it. They don't really know which ones to play. They just go by the old blue-white, or combo type, And then oftentimes they'll look at the yardage and go, well, I can play that yardage. Well, 6,500 yards on one course is not the same as 6,500 yards on another course.
Sure.
They could be very different and one could be way more challenging than the other. So what they decided to do was, because guys lie about how far they hit their driver.
Absolutely.
They put up a sign that said, here are the tees you should play based on this. And it is, how far do you hit your 7-iron?
Okay.
And what they found was nobody lies about how far they hit their 7-iron.
Really?
And so
we only lie about the big dog, huh?
People lie about their driver all the time.
Sure.
And because guys think, oh, I hit it 265, 270. You hit it 240.
It's almost impossible to lie about your 7. Can't.
Right. It's like, what are you going to say? 190? Okay, cool guy. Most people hit it. Well, actually,
it depends.
Schulze's right. It's like, you can't, there's just not that big of a window to lie about how far you hit your 7-iron.
Sure.
Or like, who the hell is like, oh yeah, I hit mine 190 so I can play that tee and not that. I mean, dude, come on. Get over yourself. Yeah. So they said that at Erin Hills was one of the first to do this. More courses are doing this now. They said that has sped up, let me get the number. They said they have seen a 26% uptick in people using the shorter white tees, and the overall speed of play has picked up accordingly.
Let me just say this. Unless you're someone that plays a lot of golf, just play the whites, right? Like,
not necessarily. Some people shouldn't be playing the whites.
Exactly. Maybe you go play the reds.
That's why this is a better system.
That's a better thing. I'm shocked at the number of times that people are not very good golfers and they are playing the blues or the blacks, and you are like, dude. And again, it's an ego thing. It's a pride thing. It's such a more enjoyable course when you play an appropriate length. And all it is, the only reason is it's, again, it's a pride and it's not a quote manly thing to do. That and just in general, like, I get it. If you're a serious, serious golfer and like everything matters to you, but the guy that spends 9 minutes looking for his ball, I'm like, my God, drop one. Like, I won't even give you a penalty shot. Where did it drop the damn thing and hit? It can be maddening playing with someone that looks for every ball. That it just
hey, that's $4.
Oh,
no matter how much are golf balls? I mean, they're kind of expensive. So that's part of it.
Well, that's the thing. If you're spraying the ball, don't have expensive balls.
Yeah, take shag balls.
Take shag balls, and if you're playing on a course that's lined with trees, and you know you're going to spray it. Dude, spend 45 to a minute looking for it. You can't find it. Where did it go in? Drop one, punch it out. Let's go.
Or so, how about this? How about go to a smaller course and build more of them? Like, near my house, love Charbonneau. They've got like 2 or 3 different 9-hole, basically, sections. So you can play 9, you can play 18 if you want. Like, I don't understand why people don't go to smaller courses more.
I think that's a good point. I think Tiger has started to talk about this a little bit. And I think they are building more of those.
That's awesome.
They really are. Because people don't want to be out there for 5 hours.
One of my favorite things about where I live is I live next to Farewell Village amongst the olds. I can walk to that. It's a 9-hole course. I can walk to that in 4 minutes from my house. And if you play the back, tees, I think the longest hole is like 450 yards, 440 yards. So it's not a par 3, but you can hit driver maybe 2-3 holes you would hit driver on, and you can play that thing. You can walk it. You can be done with that course in an hour and 20 minutes.
And that's way more suitable for a lot of people.
And it's amazing. It's just
at Erin Hills, if you are hitting your 7-iron between 140 and 150 yards, you play the whites.
Yeah.
And then they have combos, and it goes all the way up to 200 or more. Some people can hit a 7-iron 200 yards or more.
See, the problem with
that's
this is
the back tees.
I hit the ball a long way, like with my irons, but I still play the whites. I don't want to play anything but that. When I break 90, it's a good day. I can still go out and easily just S the bed and shoot 100 and something. So to me, again, I'm not playing 3 times a week. I'm not a scratch golfer. I'm not trying to be a scratch golfer. The whites, shocking. The whites are just a nice. I just for the casual golfer, the whites or the reds are always going to be better.
So this system looks at every hole from every tee in order to determine the optimal distance for every player, and it's a calculation that's helped by a survey that the USGA does. So they can put this sheet together for every course.
Yeah,
and it's very simple. 7-iron, boom, I'm there. That's the tee. That is a huge thing. If they have this at more courses, you're going to get faster rounds.
Yes.
You just are, because it's easy.
Yeah.
And guys can't lie about it.
Yeah. So basically this all comes down to, in order to play faster, we just have to have men be honest. And not lie about our ability.
Kind of. I mean, that's kind of the whole point. I mean, hell, I was talking to Danny today. I'm going to throw Danny under the bus. He was like, Pointon played Charbonneau. He was talking about Charbonneau. And he's like, yeah. I said, do you ever, because I've never played Charbonneau. And he said, I asked him, I said, did you ever hit driver there? I don't know. I know they have 3-9 hole. Yeah. So I didn't, I've never played it.
Yeah, they don't have anything higher than a 4.
4.
4 par excuse me.
So he said, I said, do you ever hit driver there? He's like, yeah. Went to piped one 270 right up near the green. And in my head, I'm like, First of all, one thing you should never do as a golfer, and I'm telling you, this is universal, never regale anyone with your round of golf. They don't care, okay? Unless you hit a hole-in-one or you got like a double eagle or something wild happened, you have a funny story, that's one thing. But going shot by shot through your round of golf for anyone is not advisable.
Yeah.
Guys, we have to stop this. Yeah. No
it's
one
like
cares.
It's like poker, bro. Like, I don't care how you won. Okay.
Poker, same. Fantasy sports. Like, I don't care who's on your team.
It's anything that becomes your obsession hobby. Like, it's...
Any
of it.
Just like, dude, shot by shot. I don't care how you did. I really don't. Anyway, he was saying, I had to drive about 270 right down about the green. I'm like, that was probably 240 with roll, you know?
Yeah. Well, who knows?
Because that's I know.
You know.
And that's how pace of play has become such a problem.
Yeah.
Because guys lie.
Yeah.
And
like, the world would be 100% better if men only told the truth. That is true. Just, and not even just tell the truth, just be honest about ourselves. This is like every guy, any man you meet, right? He's the world's greatest lover. He has a giant hog. He's the greatest barbecue man.
Hey, are you talking about me?
I will cook you the greatest steak that you've ever tried. I hit the ball 280 down the middle every single time, right? I'm a great golfer. By the way, any fight that I get into, I'll kick anyone's ass because when I get mad and I see red, it doesn't matter how much technique. I'll just beat someone's ass. You're a great shot. Let's not forget that. When's the last time you shot a rifle or handgun? Doesn't matter. I'm a sniper. I shoot anyone. Start a fire. Bear Grylls, they're Bear Grylls in the survival. And they'll catch any fish, no matter what. Oh yeah, I've caught the world's record fish in like 19 different rivers. That's like all universal. Yeah. Like, oh, and by the way, I can fix my, yeah, my wife's car went out. Don't worry, it popped the hood, took a look underneath there, and saw immediately what the problem was. I fixed it.
Some of them even think they wouldn't die in a house fire.
Well, that's getting to like Dwight Schrute status.
Well, that's your boy.
If I'm dead, you've been dead for weeks.
Some of them even think they couldn't be killed by a snake.
Well, cobras, no way. That thing's terrifying.
Just grab it by the head, smack it on the ground.
But it is true. Men are just, we're so dumb, yeah. And we're so full of ourselves.
Yeah.
We all need to be more honest. But the USGA and Aaron Hills have found a way around that. So next time you go to a golf course and you don't know what tees to play, don't go by yardage.
Yeah.
Hopefully they have this sign posted. And if they don't, just ask the starter, hey, I hit my 7-iron. 160 yards, which tee should I play? Maybe they will know.
And can I also just say this? Because this happened to me just last week. I went out and played, and it was nightmare fuel. It just was not working. And if it's not working for you and you're playing with a group of guys that are better golfers, just pick up. You know, you're out of a bunker and you shank one across the other green and everyone else is putting already. You know what? You just walk over and you're good for that one. I guess, you know what, guys? We're moving on to the next one. We'll build some positive momentum.
Hey, I have big Boston College news.
Ooh. Who knew we needed hot BC talk?
When was the last time you thought about Boston College?
Never. I don't know.
What do you think of when you think of Boston
College? Luke Kuechly, for some reason.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know. Wasn't
he Florida State?
No, he played at BC. That's the very...
St. Kellers.
I don't know why, but when you brought that up, that was...
Matt Ryan.
Yeah. I don't know why I went with Luke, but popped in there. One of the Hasselbeck brothers.
I have big Boston College news. But you're going to have to wait.
Hmm.
I make you wait for big stuff like this.
I bowled a 300 last weekend, by the way.
And I'll do your taxes.
Do it all the time. Oh, don't worry about that. I do my own taxes and I'll turn you on to all my big investments.
I told my wife a long time ago, I'm like, look, I'm not good at really much of anything, but I am a specialist in a few things.
Yeah.
And you're going to love that about me.
Damn right.
And that's it.
There you go.
And I stay in my lane.
Yeah.
Hey, you're honest. That's all
right.
You need to be.
You want me to cook? It's not happening. You want me to shop? That's not happening. You know what I can do?
Yeah.
Well.
Make you laugh.
Still working on it.
Do something. Yeah.
Yeah. I got a couple things I'm pretty good at.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, big BC news coming up next. But first, you got to hear Schultzy with sports.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I think Edmonton's going to sweep them.
I love your bold hockey predictions.
So I told you I had Boston College news.
Yeah, for some reason.
Yeah.
Have we ever discussed Boston College on this program? I just don't.
I don't think so.
I'm not sure how many times BC has come up.
Well, I mean, you know, it was a pretty good program at one time. Football.
It was okay.
I mean, pretty good.
Oh, I don't know about pretty good.
Let's take a look.
I'm guessing Boston College, if we're going back, we'll go back 25, 30 years. I'm guessing they have...
Why are you capping it at 25 or 30 years?
Well, I don't know. Where? How far do you want to go back?
Well, I just said at one time.
Right, well, give me a...
I'm going to look. Hold on.
I know. Give me a time. Before you look, give me a time.
The last 50 years.
Oh, God. All right. Last 50 years, I'm going to say 10-win seasons.
Seven. Okay, I got that. So, 1975.
You went back 50 years.
One.
Jeez.
Two, three. Damn it.
Didn't they
have a run there for a while?
No, they did not. You do not get to say
Tom O'Brien good?
Again,
Win the Music City Bowl?
They've had three 10-win seasons in 50 years.
All right.
They're not, no. That program has never been good.
You know, 8, 7, 8, 9, 8, 9, 9, 10, 11, 9, 8. I mean, that's pretty good.
No,
pretty
it's
good,
not. It's not.
Pretty good little run.
It is not.
That's not bad. Come on, man.
It's not good.
Now, they haven't won more than 7 games since 2009.
Okay.
So it's not going well.
It's not.
Anyway, Bill O'Brien is their coach now, and they have a new deal. The reason I bring him up, they have a new deal with New Balance.
Okay.
Did you see this?
I did not.
New Balance.
New Balance is on the come up, though. They got Shohei Ohtani, and they got Cooper Flagg, and who's the local basketball player? Cameron Brink. She's a hot.
Yes, she is. Yeah, so this is New Balance's first football apparel partnership.
Mm.
And they have chosen Bill O'Brien's Boston College Golden Eagles. And I got to ask this question because I thought, wow, nothing said, you know, I would think that nothing would get young high school football players more fired up than.
Yeah.
A cool set of New Balance coming at them if they go to Boston College. What is the worst apparel company that a team could sign with? And is New Balance isn't it up there?
New Balance is up there, but I will say that I think more and more they're trying. And I do see more young people wearing New Balance. I think New Balance is having a moment. I'm not certain if that's huge in the 18-year-old football community.
I gotta tell you about that. So, you said Shohei.
Yeah.
Cameron Brink.
Yep.
And who else?
I think Cooper Flagg.
Yeah, Flagg's on there. Yeah.
They got one of the female tennis players.
Coco Gauff?
Coco, or? Maybe.
So they're on that ad.
Yeah.
And Shohei has his own ad. I am offended by that ad. Like, it is so...
boring.
Generic.
Yeah.
It is true.
Like, yeah. What are they doing?
Toss the ball to each other.
Yes. Like, there's nothing interesting about it.
No.
Is that the way... Like, did they do that on... Like, what are they doing? Are they doing bits? What is happening?
They certainly don't seem to be... Their whole thing is, we've got next. I don't know. Maybe the idea is that, like, the young kids think that all the flashy, creative, fun Nike ads are lame. I don't know.
I think dad shoes are coming back. That's what it is. I think the New Balance got so bad.
They turned with the corner.
And the dads, that the kids like dad stuff.
I'm guessing that...
They wear dad hats.
I'm guessing that New Balance is not going to be cool with the kids when it comes to BC.
Well, this says right here, New Balance is experiencing a moment of renewed popularity. Yeah. And it's considered a must-have in the sneaker world.
I don't...
What?
And look, I see a lot of more people wearing New Balances. I just don't think that that is going to be a big help for Boston College. And I know, like, when Washington went to Adidas, Washington did not like being down the Nike pecking order, so they signed with Adidas, thinking that they would be one of the Adidas bigger schools. And I think some of the bigger Adidas schools, like, because there's not many. I think Louisville, Wisconsin, Washington, and I do know that from a recruiting standpoint,
Kansas is an Adidas.
From a recruiting standpoint, at least in football and basketball, Adidas does not help you. It is not. It is a thing. It is regardless of what anyone thinks about the company. Nike is still the place that you want to be, and Nike is the stuff that you want to be wearing. Under Armour and Adidas, as far as a team sponsorship, are not moving the needle. But again, for Boston College, you're so far down the pecking order of any other shoe company, so why not swing with maybe an up-and-coming one where you're actually going to be the priority?
Somebody said K-Swiss.
K-Swiss would be bad. Reebok would still be really bad, and I don't think Reebok sponsors anyone. I know, like, Angel Reese is trying. They made her a face of Reebok. Reebok had a moment with, like, the CrossFit world, but dude, it's.
What if a college football team signed with FootJoy?
Well, the worst one would be if you signed with Skechers.
Ooh,
because, like, Joel Embiid, he signed a Skechers deal. I don't think they're moving a lot of sneakers. Like, that's the worst one. If because Skechers makes golf shoes, they make basketball shoes. If you signed a deal with Skechers, as like if UCLA signed with Skechers, that thing would be horrific.
Well, Boston College is now with New Balance.
Yeah, this is Adidas. Adidas has Nebraska, Georgia Tech, Indiana, Kansas, Texas Tech, Alabama State, Arizona State, Louisville, NC State, and A&M. Do any of those move the needle for anyone unless you go to that school?
I will say the Kansas... Yeah, unless you go to that school, yeah. No. I will say the Kansas basketball stuff is actually pretty cool.
Yeah.
Adidas does a good job with that, but that's also their biggest account, I think.
Yes.
So they better. And then is everybody else then just
Under Armour
Nike?
Has Notre Dame, South Carolina, Wisconsin, Auburn, and Utah. And then they had BC, Cincinnati, Colorado State, Maryland, Northwestern... I mean, these are, they're just.
So what else? So, okay. Nike. Under Armour, Nike, Jordan. And Adidas.
Yes.
What else? And then now New Balance at Boston College. Are there any other brands that have college sports apparel deals?
I don't think so.
Yeah, you said Jordan. That's it.
Jordan has its own. I mean, that's
Michigan,
Nike,
I think.
Michigan's a Jordan school. Florida's a Georgia school. Florida's a Jordan school. UCLA is now. But no, I mean, those are the big ones. I mean, the vast majority of schools are Nike. And coaches know, kids want to wear Jordans, kids want to wear Nikes. So I get that New Balance is having a moment. I think if you go and ask 9 of 10 football recruits, which is more impressive when you show up at Oregon and you see the Jordan wall, or when you go to Washington and see the latest Boost Adidas shoe or the latest Stan Smith, it's Nike. Someone said LA Gear.
Oh, wow. What about Converse? Go back to like the 70s with just the flatter than soles, just no padding.
What about Puma?
There you go. Puma, again, in the basketball world, I think Puma's having a moment. They signed
I've always actually kind of liked
You know who Puma had?
I think Scoot's a Puma guy.
Is he?
Yeah, Puma signed Aaron Hernandez. That didn't work out so well for them, so.
Puma has one of the Ball brothers, the one in Charlotte. I think they signed Scoot. Converse is starting to peak back up. I think SGA is a Converse guy, although I think that's owned by Nike, too. So it's spread out a little bit, but Nike is still the big swinging D in the world of college athletics.
Watch out for New Balance, baby.
Hey, I mean, look.
What's next? They're going to get a deal with Dockers?
If for Boston College, this is one that actually makes sense because Nike is going to ignore you, and it's not like being with Adidas or Under Armour does anything for you. So take a swing at New Balance. That actually, I will tip my cap to BC for trying to do something different.
Major League Baseball. What do we think about baseball being on Apple TV?
Oh, I can't stand it.
Next year.
Because
that's a thing.
Yeah.
It's a thing.
Yeah.
Could be a thing anyway. We'll get to that next on The Fan. Baseball.
I love baseball. I mean, I love Tesla too, but mostly baseball.
Well, for 36 years, MLB has been on ESPN,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yes.
That's about to change. And I don't know how many people know that.
Is it going away completely from ESPN?
It sounds like yes. It sounds like ESPN has pissed them off.
Mm.
They've already had...
I love Tesla!
Kind of a shrinking of available baseball games on ESPN. Now, obviously, down to, I think it's just like a handful of Sunday night baseball matchups throughout the year, and that's it.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of, like, when are they even on ESPN outside of Sunday night baseball?
No, nowhere. No, they used to have, like, Tuesday or Thursday night baseball as well, but that, God, even two or three years before the pandemic ended.
Most people that watch baseball, is it just on regional networks you watch your team? I mean, I know baseball has become a very regional sport.
I think that or the MLB.
Yeah, the MLB app.
Dude, they are... That
it's a really good app.
They have done a great job with that.
Yeah.
And now with blackouts being eliminated, like the Mariners offer a direct-to-stream option. You don't have to pay for DirecTV or Xfinity anymore. You can just, I think a lot more teams now are offering like a $20, $25 a month package. So
yeah, that's true. Because all the regional sports networks have been
They've kind of died
neutered.
Off. Yeah.
Yes.
So they are now saying that the leading candidate to land an expanded MLB rights package is Apple TV.
Mm. Well, it didn't go well for the MLS. I know Major League Baseball is a lot more popular than that, but until Messi came along, I know when Messi showed up, they said that they were getting some subscriptions. But as far as I know, that Apple deal for MLS has not been good at all. It's out of sight, out of mind. So the question becomes, because baseball is much bigger, do people, you know, are people willing to go that extra mile for it?
Yeah, and from the league standpoint, what they're saying is, well, we could... So there are pros and cons. It's like we could sign with Apple, but and they would pay us more money.
Sure.
But if we put it on another platform, I mean, it's a streaming platform. Yeah. You're going to lose people. So if we put it on, we could take less money and make it more available for people. Is that better than taking more money and making it less available?
See, this will be an interesting one because, again, baseball is much bigger. But when hockey went away from ESPN, it was really bad for the sport.
Mm-hmm.
And it ended up on much smaller networks. I'm assuming Major League Baseball isn't going to end up on, you know.
Well, NBC would be the other one.
Exactly. So I'm assuming it's going to end up something, you know, on something better. But, you know, if it does end up on Apple and that's the only place. I just remember when – and ESPN didn't cover it as much because they didn't have it. They didn't talk about it as much. And like I said, I know baseball is bigger than that and they're still going to get coverage. I think for anything other than the NFL, the NFL can do whatever. The NFL could literally broadcast from the bottom of a well at Power Kia and it would be fine. And they've proved it. You know, whether it's on Netflix, whether it's on Amazon, it doesn't matter. People find it. The rest of sports, I hand to God, I think it's a huge deal of how easy it is to find it. And I'm afraid that if Major League Baseball takes the money thing and says, hey, this is the best deal for us because it's more money, you're going to lose a lot of people. I really feel that way. And I think I would say that about any other sport outside of the NFL, be careful making it harder for people to find it. The Trailblazers, and this is it's a team versus an entire sport, but when the Trailblazers made it hard for their fans to go find it, the hell happened? And again, they weren't very good, but you know they lost 60% of their audience. And even now, this year with it, it was still convoluted for a lot of people to find it. MLS, oh, we're gonna move to Apple, and you have to pick. No one did it. Everyone was like, yeah, I don't need to deal with that crap.
Well, to that point, though, you have to pay on top of Apple TV.
Yes.
You have to pay for another, I think, if you have Apple TV, it's 60. If you don't, it's 70 for the entire season for MLS. Baseball already is on, I mean, what is it, $8-$9 for Apple TV a month, maybe 10? They're on every Friday night with an MLB game already. So we've seen Major League Baseball games on the platform, and I don't think they're offering up a bunch more to then charge people. It's not like a season package. MLB already has that.
The NFL.
Yeah, I don't. That's a good. I mean, I don't know how they would structure it.
We all watch the NFL, right? Like, it's just the NFL. I know for Major League Baseball, I watch two teams. Because when it's on here, I watch the Mets, and when I go home, it's the Mariners. And when the Mets play on the West Coast, then no offense, I don't watch any of the Mariner games. Like, the Mets are playing the Dodgers, I go home and I watch that. And I think that's a lot of baseball fans. I don't need the MLB package. I just want to watch one, maybe two teams. And I think the vast majority of Major League Baseball fans, it's turned into that. Now, I know you're a little more. I think you watch more baseball just in general.
Yeah, but I have the MLB.
You have the MLB package.
Package.
But I still think you're the exception. Like, Schulze's a diehard baseball guy. How much do you watch that isn't the Mariners?
Oh, I still, I mean, I've got the MLB app as well, but I'm also a T-Mobile customer. Yeah. See, they partnered with T-Mobile and gave that away for free.
Yeah.
So that helps. But I watch a lot of Red Sox games. Okay. I watch Dodgers games as well.
You know, that's a whole other thing, too, that you are getting a lot more corporate things like that
where
Apple TV, like, I think I get Apple TV free.
Oh, yeah, like with a cell phone or whatever.
Yeah, my iPhone.
I get Netflix free, and I get the MLB.
Yeah. Depending on your carrier, you get discounts or free streaming services. So that, you know, that's another good way to go about getting it paid for and then not passing the buck on to the consumer. But I don't know. They're just saying this is only part of the rights fee, and it would probably include Sunday Night Baseball. Mm-hmm. So maybe Sunday Night Baseball will be on Apple.
Yeah.
But the rest will continue to be as it is. Yeah. I don't know.
And maybe this is the future of it. Everything is pieced together. I mean, the NFL is now.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the NFL
is everywhere.
The NFL is the definition of being pieced together. It's everywhere.
They're on everything.
I think when WB and ESPN and everybody, NBC, that tried to do that big streaming service, once that fell apart like a year ago, I think that kind of ensured it will be a piecemeal experience probably for the foreseeable future for the next 10 years plus.
I'm trying to remember what it is. The CW is carrying games of something this year. I just saw it. Like,
Biebs?
It was like one or two days ago. I'll have to.
It was the Biebs, dude.
Was it the Biebs?
Yeah, the Biebs. CW's got the Biebs and the Cougs.
No, I don't think it was that.
NASCAR on CW?
I think it was something else.
I don't know.
They're
leaning into sports at the CW.
Yes.
Hell, you and I are on there.
I know. I'll see what I get. Because it was, and I don't know
why. Do they still air Live Golf on CW?
I don't think they do.
Okay, because I know that was at the beginning. But
that's what it is. The CW is going to broadcast Savannah Banana Games this summer.
Oh, are they really?
Yep.
Oh, that's smart.
CW announced on, so this was Tuesday, so it was yesterday, that it would broadcast the network debut of the Savannah Bananas. Their first game will be July 27th.
Nice.
Well, then this will be the Bananas television debut.
You guys pro or anti Savannah Banana?
Oh, pro.
How could you not
love the
Banana?
No, I think it's pretty cool. I see this sentiment online from, I mean, I feel like I'm a diehard true baseball fan, but the curmudgeons just don't think it's like,
okay.
I was like, what? It looks fun.
And it's going to be at Citizens Park in Philadelphia.
Absolutely great. If you haven't seen it, check it out.
Yeah, then 10 games this summer apparently are coming. Well, ten Savannah Banana games will be on TV.
They will be up at T-Mobile in September, I believe.
Hmm. Oh, really?
Yes. Yeah, they'll be here.
Bringing the traveling road show up there.
Yeah, they got the tour going.
I wonder if I can find the rights deal on that, because that whoever the husband and wife team that put that together, good for them. That is the best story we've had in sports in years.
All right, which of these seven states would you choose to live in? Next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.